Let me just say a few words about the main item of business this week in the Senate. It's this legislation to reform the credit card issuing industry, the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act of 2009 is the name of the bill. The purpose of it is to try to eliminate some of these surprises and that people are encountering with credit cards that they go ahead and take and begin to use. What we would specifically do is we would amend the Truth in Lending Act to require that people be given advance notice before they saw increases in their annual percentage rate for interest. Also, we would freeze interest terms and fees on any canceled cards. We would set limits on fees and interest charges, prohibit penalties for on-time payments for cards, and prohibit creditors from furnishing information to a consumer reporting agency concerned about a newly opened credit card account until that credit card's actually been used or activated by the consumer. So those are some of the specific provisions in the legislation. I know President Obama will be at Rio Rancho this Thursday to talk about the general problem and also to advocate for passage of the legislation. I hope we're able to pass it this week and then be in a position to send it to the president shortly after that. Okay, let me just start in with questions on that subject or any other subject. I guess, Mike Jackson, are you there?
Yes, Senator, right here.
Go right ahead.
Well, I know that there's been all sorts of, there are all sorts of energy proposals that are just kind of floating around right now, and we've got some people here in southeast New Mexico that are wondering what some of this legislation is going to do to some of the oil and gas operators here in this part of the state. Can you address some of those proposals that are out there?
Well, the only proposals related to oil and gas that I think people are probably concerned about relates to taxes of oil and gas, the oil and gas industry. And that's a result of what the president had put in the early version of the budget that the president had sent to Congress. I don't know if those provisions will be seriously considered here in the Congress. I have not seen any action yet by the Finance Committee to go forward with those proposals. And I'm sure before we decide what action to take, if any, I think there will be plenty of opportunity for the oil and gas industry to make the case, which I believe they would like to make strongly, that the taxes ought to remain as they are today.
Yeah, just a quick follow-up to that. I know that everybody is real big into the alternative energy, and I know that there's even, you probably have even had a chance to visit with some people here in this part of the state about, you know, the alternative energy ideas that are being, you know, talked about right now. But, you know, just kind of curious for long-term plans, you know, how much of an effort will it take for us to, you know, get off, you know, the oil, or for us to, you know, find alternative sources of energy, you know, to where we can, you know, see some of that, you know, be used like we're using oil and gas right now?
Oh, it's going to take a substantial period of time. I think the truth is we're going to be transitioning to a lower carbon economy over the next several decades, I believe. And I think the extent of the transition from the use of oil depends upon how quickly the transportation sector can adjust to alternatives, whether that's electric cars or natural gas operated cars or biofuel operated cars. But it'll be a substantial period of time. There's no question.
All right, thank you, Senator.
Craig Kennedy, are you there?
Hey, I'm good. Morning, Senator.
Morning.
Let's talk a little bit more about the credit card legislation. We've already seen millions of people get hit with the flash of a higher interest rate, and the banks are out there publicly saying it's simply due to the current economic condition. And I'm hearing from folks who are saying that this new legislation is, in some cases, kind of like shutting the gate after the horses have run. Is there some work left to do? Is there any way to go back and force some of these credit card companies, in particular the ones that are taking TARP funds, into cutting back some of these interest rates that have some shot up to 30%? Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. I think it's difficult to retroactively legislate to override the provisions of a contract, and I'm sure that's what the credit card companies would say that they have in place is a contract with each consumer that they're charging these rates to. But I do think you can get into a circumstance where any credit cards issued from now on will have to be issued pursuant to certain rules and regulations. And then, of course, consumers would have the opportunity to get a new card and to use that card to pay off some of their old indebtedness. So whether we go back and change the provisions of existing credit cards or not, I think people will be able to find ways to take advantage of a new law if we pass one.
But do you really think those credit card companies are going to loosen up enough and allow people to have a new credit card, particularly in this climate?
Well, I think that the truth is a lot of these companies are going to continue to push credit cards on American consumers, and they will be happy to do so even if they have to charge a lower interest rate to do so. It's still a very substantial profit for those companies. So I don't think there'll be any shortage of companies willing to provide new credit cards, even if we pass this new law.
Thanks, Senator.
Let's see. We don't have anybody from KUNM, so let me go to you, Bill. Bill Dupuy.
No, Senator, it's Dan Garrity standing in for Bill Dupuy today.
Oh, right. Hi, Dan. How are you? Yeah, I did have that note.
Well.
Yeah.
Yes. Senator, we spoke last week of Governor Richardson's complaint that the federal requirements for matching grants to states working toward green grid and renewable energy technologies might be as high as 50%, which could knock a poorer state like ours out of the competition. And you said you thought the governor raised some good questions. Since that time, Senator Udall and Representative Luon are petitioning Energy Secretary Chu to review the matter. Are you on board with your legislative colleagues, and do you think the government would consider indexing states according to average fiscal ranking to put the grant requirements within New Mexico's reach?
Well, I certainly favor an effort to get the Department of Energy to customize the grants to make them such that a state like ours could compete successfully for those grants. So as to the specifics of what should be indexed and what should not, I guess I'd like to know more about that before I sign on to it. But the idea of urging Secretary Chu, our Secretary of Energy, to go back and try to reduce those matching fund requirements, I think, is a good one.
Thank you.
Let's go back to you, Mike. Did you have another question?
Yes, Senator, I did. I know that recently some people from here in Artesia and also Roswell had a chance to visit Washington, along with some folks, I believe, from Georgia, regarding FLETC. And I know that our mayor, Phil Birch, had talked about having a little visit with you and your staff. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about those discussions.
Well, I think as far as FLETC is concerned, I see the need for additional training at FLETC to be growing as the time goes on. I think there's strong indication in the president's budget that he and his administration will support funding for FLETC and support funding for the various agencies that get their training at FLETC. So I think it's all very positive. As far as I know, there's nobody who disagrees with that basic conclusion.
All right, that's all I have.
Okay. Craig, did you have another question?
Senator, back at around Christmas, price of a gallon of gasoline in the Albuquerque area was down around $1.75, $1.80 a gallon. This morning, driving by the stations, we're up around $2.25 again. Talked to Dan Ronan from AAA. He's saying that the oil price is up around $60 again for a barrel. Where do we stand on any legislation to rein in some of these practices that drove up the oil prices by the speculators? And how critical is this to get a handle on it before we head north again?
Well, there are still proposals pending here in the Congress to try to bring more transparency to these energy markets, and particularly the oil market and the natural gas market, and ensure that the prices are not being driven just by speculators. We have not considered that legislation as yet, but I think if we get an energy bill on the Senate floor, I would assume we will consider that. That's legislation that is not really part of the energy bill that we're working on in the Energy Committee. It's really not in the jurisdiction of the Energy Committee. It's more specifically in the jurisdiction of the Banking Committee and to some extent the Agriculture Committee because of their oversight of commodities.
Are you in any way in support of perhaps fast-tracking this to get it included soon?
Well, I would like to see us enact some provisions that ensure more transparency in those markets. I think that I think we really don't know, to the extent we should, how much speculation accounted for the high price of gasoline that we had to have before. I know there are some who say it wasn't a big factor, but there are many, particularly people in the oil and gas industry, who believe that speculation was a significant factor.
Thanks, Senator.
Let's see. We're back to you, Dan.
Yes, Senator. The White House's 2010 budget proposes an end to abstinence-only sex education. I think the plan eliminates all federal funding for abstinence-only curricula. It replaces it with a $110 million teen pregnancy prevention initiative using evidence-based programming, as it's called. Insofar as New Mexico has the second highest rate of teen pregnancy in the nation, where do you stand in support for these changes?
Well, in general, I support putting the money into programs that are evidence-based, where there's some evidence that the funds are being well spent and that there are positive results that come from what you're doing. So to the extent that we are shifting to programs that are based upon actual testing and evaluation and evidence, I think we're making the right step.
Thank you.
Let's go back again here. Mike, did you have another question?
No, Senator, I don't.
Okay. Craig, how about you?
Yeah, one more and to follow up. Media guy and now author Brian Jennings was just on our air this morning. He was calling your statements on KKOB back in October in support of reinstating the Fairness Doctrine. Arrogant and dictatorial, I think, are the words that he used. Your thoughts?
Well, my statement was just a response to a question that I was asked my opinion, and I gave my opinion. I didn't consider it arrogant to do that. That was what I was asked to do.
Fair enough. Jennings said that it appears now that Congress is pretty much abandoning the front door approach by actually reenacting a fairness doctrine. But he says that Congress is now aiming at going through the back door by using words like localism and then designing mandatory advisory boards. Actually, I think he called them censorship boards. Do you support such a thing, and you're still standing behind your statements of October 22nd on KKOB?
Frankly, this establishment of local boards and all, I'm not familiar with that proposal. Nobody's suggested, nobody's urged me to support anything like that.
Do you think that might be a good idea?
I have no idea.
If we're not really looking at reestablishment of a fairness doctrine, is there another way that such rules could be enacted that would give us the same effect, give us the same result?
I don't know of any other rules that would give us that same result.
Thank you.
Let's see. Mike, did you have anything more? I guess no, Dan Garrity. Dan, did you have anything more?
No, thank you, Senator. That's it for me for today.
Okay, and I think Mike asked his last one. Craig, did you have anything more?
That's it today. I appreciate your time.
Sure.
Thank you, Senator.